Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I saw the headline this morning. It said two men released after serving 35 years for fatal Chicago arson. They say they didn't commit. And then my sister called me and said, did you see Mucci on the news? I'm like, no. Her brother got out. It's an emotional story when you know the family that it affects. So I reached out to Laura. Laura is the sister of Arthur Almendarez. Laura, how are you today?
I'm fine, Lisa. Nice hearing your voice.
Oh, my gosh. So let me just tell you about Laura. So Laura taught me how to make the best tomatillo salsa. She's the one who convinced me to try goat that she had marinated for I don't know how many days for a Christmas celebration. And when our oven went out on Thanksgiving at my sister's, I rushed to her house with a turkey and all the sides saying, can we use your oven and finish baking this food? So this is how much this family means to us. And Laura, I always knew that your brother was in prison, and my sister Debbie would always say, but he's not guilty. And I'd be, well, do something about it. Why is something not being done about it? And we saw today that he was released. And he has been in for 35 years. How old were you when your brother went in?
Oh, my God. I think I was like 12, 13 years old.
And now he emerges as somebody in his 50s who is now in a world that he probably does not recognize.
Exactly. A lot of time lost, that's for sure.
And so this whole time, I know your family has always believed he was innocent. Your mother especially always believed that he would be released, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. My mom always said, my boy will be coming home. I don't know when, but he will be home.
And now she's not here to welcome him.
Correct.
And so you did request that he be released to attend his mother's funeral, and that was denied, right?
I'm sorry. You broke up. Can you repeat that?
He wasn't allowed to go to your mom's funeral, right?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. There was, like, no water butt, and it would have, whatever it would have cost, if they charged for the transportation, it was absolutely not even an option.
Go ahead, Steve.
He said after, congratulations, I'm very happy for you to be reunited with your brother. He said last night after being released that he was going to watch his words, but he would have a lot to say at the court appearance next Thursday. What do you expect to happen at that court appearance?
Justice, his name to be cleared. That's the most important thing. It's a long time waiting. I mean, this should have happened many, many ages ago, but we were very blessed that a judge realized and said, you know, and this Innocence Project, oh, my God, I can't be more grateful. Our whole family can't be more grateful. Tara Thompson, Josh Tefford, all the hard work. They believed in these young men.
But
and
has he been told that he won't be retried? Has he been given that assurance? Because that still is a possibility next week, is it not?
You know, I honestly, that's something that my brother has, you know, discussed with his attorney and with everything that was going on yesterday, the lengthy time that we had to wait before they were released. That's something that I am not fully aware, like what's the situation, you know, that's between him and his attorney at this time. So I can't speak on his behalf of what has been discussed. But I know he'll be home forever. Yeah. So
hold that in your heart. So if you're not familiar with the case was taken to an appellate court because back in 1986, they were arrested. There was a fire. People were killed in that fire. 9 months later, they were convicted and sentenced to life in prison without parole for first-degree murder and aggravated arson. They have maintained their innocence the whole time, claiming that two Chicago detectives abused them and coerced them into signing statements saying, hey, if you just sign this, you can go home. Well, an appellate judge ruled there was no other evidence aside from those signed statements connecting the men to the crime. A new trial was needed. The court cited the detective's history of coercing confessions and said the statements were not enough evidence. And one of the detectives we're talking about is Steve, I mean, can you speak to this? Two other guys were released last week, too, who he was responsible to beating into submission so that they would sign a confession.
Right.
As well.
This is not an isolated case.
No, it is not. No, he
it's
was.
It's a shame. I mean, I respect police officers, their hard work, all of that. There are good police officers, don't get me wrong, but there are the ugly. And part of that ugly are the ones who did this to these young, you know, at that time. They took them away from us. And not all of them are innocent. There are bad ones, and this was one of the bad ones, unfortunately, that my brother had to suffer the consequences.
Yeah, 35 years. He, the Chicago detective they're talking about is Reynaldo Guevara. He has been cited as, coercing many people into signing confessions to things that they did not do. So just tell me, I just want to know, are you feeding him? You giving him lots of food and love and wrapping your arms around him?
You know, there's so much right now to do. It's like, okay, what do you do first? Yeah. What do you want to, it's just like everybody wants a part of him.
Right.
So we have to be patient and not, you know, in sharing and not overwhelmed because he is trying to adapt. You know, it is a scary thing for him. This is a new world for him, you know? So,
right.
But yes, loving every bit of moment, and we're just going to take it one day at a time.
Well, I'll be praying for you, Laura. I hope everything goes
thank
well when he goes
Lisa.
Back to court. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Give him a hug. Lots
I
of
will.
Them.
Thank you.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Kevin Wells.